And the last talk is going to be about how to build a smart reverse proxy in Go. So round of applause.
Okay, thank you. So we're going to build a smart reverse proxy in Go. First, a couple of words about me. My name is Alessio Cagliazza. I am a backend engineer in the infrastructure department at GitLab, and we are an all remote company, so I am one of those faces back there. So we gather once a year. This is the last gathering we meet in New Orleans City. So I'm going to tell you about Asari. So imagine the infrastructure department announcing that we are going to migrate our production from Azure Cloud to Google Cloud Platform. Say, wow, this is really cool. More or less at the same time, with more or less the same deadline, the distribution team announced that we are going to release Cloud Native Charts installation for GitLab. Also, this is really cool. Then you start thinking, wow, we will ship features, we will keep delivering GitLab while migrating all these things. And then you start thinking about all the little technical debts that you have seen, all the dirty tricks in the code base. I'm not really sure that this journey would be so fantastic. But before we dig into the story, I need to go back in time to mid-2015. So we are a Ruby on Rails company. Why I'm talking here at the Go Develop Conference. So we had a problem. We had a big problem with slow requests. Nobody likes slow requests, but our problem was for not really a performance of some requests, but by design, you were supposed to move data. Think about Git operation. If you want to clone a kernel repo over HTTPS, it takes time. No matter how optimization you can put there, there's a bandwidth and there's data that you have to move. So it takes time. Back in those days, the only solution we had for this was, yeah, you can clone over HTTPS.